الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students to our class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be on suicide. It happens all over the world, and most families, suicide takes place. In all demographics, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, if a person feels overwhelmed or depressed about something, they may attempt or may take their life. And so we're going to talk about that some from Islamic perspective, also from a social worker perspective, just give some tips about suicide, and you'll be able to recognize what it is, and then prayerfully you'll be able to prevent it by asking people to help you with this individual or yourself if you were thinking about taking your life. Suicide is the act of intentionally causing one's own death. Islamically, it was said by one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad that he said, if someone commits suicide with anyone in this world, he will be, or with anything, I'm sorry, in this world, he will be tortured with that very thing on the day of judgment. Again, if anybody commits suicide with something in this world, he will be tortured with that very thing in the next world. Or, for example, a person jump off the side of a mountain or in front of a car or a train or a bus, trying to take their life. Then that same way or that object will be part of their torment, if you will, on a day of judgment or in the hellfire. It is also mentioned by Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, he said that a man was inflicted with wounds and he committed suicide. And so Allah said, my servant has caused death on himself hurriedly, so I forbid paradise for him. And so it's for him, for her. And so I just want you all to be aware that, okay, you're going through something. And most of us go through something in our lifetime. Either people know about it, don't know about it. And then the person goes and I can't take it anymore. I can't stand it anymore. So they go and commit suicide. And so Allah said, regarding this individual, my slave has caused death on himself hurriedly. So I forbid paradise for him. So I talked to you all before about paradise, and you can look at or listen to one of my previous episodes about paradise and know what it is. And this place, this beautiful place, in the hereafter, will be forbidden to you because you committed suicide. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, he who commits suicide by stabbing himself shall keep on stabbing himself in the hellfire. So this act you're doing, you're going to cut your wrist, you're going to, whatever you're going to do to cause harm to your yourself, attempts to end your life, then you will continue to do that in the hellfire. And so I'm just giving you all basically a heads up, if you will, pertaining to that. And don't be that individual that's going to attempt to take your life or take your life, and then end up at the, as is said here, that this person who commits suicide or stabs himself, whatever, they will continue to do so in the hellfire. So if you're thinking about doing that kind of thing, you don't want to continue to do it. It doesn't end here. It will continue. You continue to do that act, wherever it may be, throw yourself out of a window or building, then you will continue to do that act. Excuse me. You'll continue to do that act in the hellfire. You say, "Yeah, ma'am, I hear what you're saying, but what is this? What are the signs of suicide? You told me what it was or what it is, the definition. Then what are some of the signs? Then some of the signs of depression, and we could lead to suicide, is a person changing the person eating or sleeping habits. The person maybe have a loss in various usual interests that they usually do or activities they usually do. They may pull away from their friends and their family members, or they act out. These are just some of the ways a person. Are some of the signs of a person who about to commit suicide, or a person who is basically depressed. You can always look these up for yourself, or talk to someone about different signs that a person is on the verge or maybe thinking about committing suicide. Some of the common warning signs of a person thinking about or going to commit suicide is that they have feelings of unbearable pain or death or a recent fascination with death. So pay attention to the individual, a child, a parent, whomever, adult, that they have this unbearable pain they're going through, maybe a death of someone else. So pay attention to that, monitor it. Or a person had a recent death take place around them, or has a kind of fantasy about death. Or they may even have feelings of hopelessness, worthlessness, or feel trapped, like they can't do anything about whatever they're going through. They may even feel guilt about something, shame about something, or even anger about something. So these are some of the signs, a warning signs of a person who may be thinking about or committing suicide. They may even have feelings like they are a burden to others. You know, I don't want to be a burden to others, and so I'm going to take my life. That has something relatively new, familial side. A person can't find a job, or I'm a burden to them, or let me take my family out, meaning you're going to kill your family and then kill yourself committing suicide. Or you're going to kill a person in your family and kill yourself and familiar side and kill yourself. And so you're committing again. Suicide, or every way you're going to do it. But there's a lot of help out there that you can ask people to assist you, or tell people this is what you're thinking about doing, and that's your cry for help. And please, my students, pay attention to people's cry for help, and don't ignore it, or it's not part of your culture, that they're not going to do anything like that. No way. This is a strong person, but they really may be going through something and crying to you for help without directly asking you for the help that they need. It may have, for example, a mood swing or recently attempted suicide. Or they may have increase of alcohol or drug abuse, and they may not done that thing before, and so they may go and increase their alcohol use or drug use. Again, as I said before, they may lose interest in the person, in their personal appearance or in their hygiene. In terms of how they look. They don't kind of care about how they look or how they smell, and stop bathing and that sort of thing. And so that might be a sign that they may be thinking about committing suicide. They withdraw, as I mentioned before, withdraw from the family and friends and the community. You know what? They may even say goodbye to their friends and their family. And you might scratch your head and wonder, why are they saying goodbye to me? And it may be also their way of crying out for help from you, because they're thinking about exiting this life and going to the next life. They feel, for example, useless in this life, and so they may stop what they're doing and do that sort of thing of taking their life. And so, my beautiful students, I just want to say to you that you be aware of them saying goodbye to you, and to their friends and to their family. This is what they may say. They may say to you. So pay attention to that. Pay attention to the mood swings about their hygiene, about their appearance, and about their alcohol use, those kind of things. Pay attention to these kinds of things, and may even start giving away their possessions. They may also do that. So I want you all to be aware of that. But they may start, for example, giving them away what they have. I don't have any use, or they don't have any use for it. So they start giving it to you or giving it to others, and you scratch your head and wonder why are they doing this? And they may be suffering from a recent episode of depression or some kind of emotional distress, or anxiety. So please pay attention to that, those signs. And even some changing in their eating habits, as I mentioned before, in their sleeping habits, or even become violent. A person who is normally calm become violent, or a person become even more violent. And so be aware of that. Or maybe some expression of rage. So be aware of the change in the individual's behavior. You may be the first line of defense or help to that individual. You may not recognize that it may happen. Don't blame yourself. They said this. I saw the warning signs. I should have done something. So don't carry that burden on you. That was that person's decision to take their life, and not yours, and that you assisted them in them committing their suicide, whatever they may be, or taking their life. That's their choice. You can't carry that burden for you. They decided a certain way they want to take their life, on a certain day they want to take their life. And so, no, don't carry that burden upon yourself. And those who are thinking about it, you need to back away from those thoughts, and maybe need to ask people to help you out of the situation. Just ask them, you know, I'm going through something. Can you please help me? Or even go to some professional and ask them for help. So what I mean by that, if, for example, you need the help, you're a person in crisis, you look for professional help, you go to emergency medical services, or you can go to mental health professionals. And most of it, no matter where you live in the world, you have professionals that can help you, and this is what they do. Or even a number you can call, and this is what you can who you can call 24 hours every day, 7 days a week, for the help that you need. This is something Islamically that is wrong. You can't do, and you shouldn't do yourself. But there's help out there for you. And so I want to mention to you, if you're talking about harming yourself or harming oneself or others, then of course you go and ask someone for help. You are planning to attempt suicide, for example, searching online for suicide information or how to do something to yourself. Then you go and you ask someone for help. Someone you trust, someone that has your interest. You will be very, even someone that you don't have an interest. If you mention to them this is what you're thinking about doing, then you'll be surprised that they may be more interested in you than you think. But you seek the help from others so you don't go and be that individual that's going to take your life. You don't want to do that again. The Prophet Muhammad, he said that a person who does something like that, they will continue to commit that act or use that utensils or a knife, whatever it is, to take their life. And also, Allah, he mentioned a person hurriedly took their life, and so paradise will be forbidden to that individual. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.